Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Chanel's Language Learning Journey Podcast with me, your host, Chanel Patrice Hancock, here in Akron, Ohio, where it's in the 40s today. No snow, yay. I would like to thank the sponsors of the show, Anchor.fm. You guys keep the lights on, and you give me an opportunity to be able to share my language learning journey and other people's language learning journeys with everybody from around the world, especially the 90 countries that I already have. I can't wait to conquer the planet and get every country there is to listen to this show. That's how good it is. Thank you to everybody who subscribe. Thank you to everybody who share. Thank you everybody who reach out to me. I really appreciate it. I do this for you guys. So today's episode is a pretty interesting one. My good friend Lindy Boats, who I interviewed for the podcast back in the spring of 2019, she did a 2020 language goal video where she wants to essentially look at all the languages that she's learned, and she picked like 12 to focus on throughout the year of 2020, which made me record episode 119, my goals for language learning. But I never really said how many languages I've actually studied, how many languages I speak at a conversational level, and how many languages I've actually dabbled in, as a matter of fact. So my good friend Jonathan Siebold had made a YouTube video and talked about the languages that he speaks, and he's dabbled in, I think it's like 32 altogether, which is a lot. I thought, well, why not do this? Why not create an episode where I can talk about the languages I speak and the languages that I've dabbled in? I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the show. Well, evidently, English is my first language. It was a no-brainer. I pretty much didn't have to learn this language. I pretty much acquired it. The second language I learned was not a verbal language. It was actually American Sign Language at the age of 5. And I was fluent up until my early teens, when I wasn't able to hang out with a lot of deaf people or hard of hearing people. So I would call myself A1 right now with American Sign Language, because it's been over 30 something years since I used it. But that was my second language. My third language was Spanish, which I learned in college. And so I'm able to speak that at a pretty high level. Russian is my fourth language that I can speak at a high level. Conversational level, I can speak French, Dutch, Italian. I've dabbled in Brazilian Portuguese, Swedish, Norwegian, Finnish, Icelandic, Greek, Turkish, Thai, and I've studied A1 of Cantonese, Hindi, Thai, Turkish, a little bit of Korean. Right now I'm doing Japanese and Levantine Arabic. I dabbled a little bit in Egyptian Arabic. I have to say that out of all the languages that I dabbled in, the ones that really I feel a connection to right now, Cantonese, Thai, Japanese, Levantine Arabic, Hindi, Finnish, and Turkish. I took off Greek because it wasn't like the language for me. I took off Korean because I wasn't feeling it either. mainly I studied it in like 3 weeks using Mango, and I was just not happy with the results. I couldn't remember hardly anything, so that told me I really just dabbled in it just for shits and giggles, and you know, I just wanted to see how fast I could learn a smidge of something, which I don't mind doing sprints. And I did a little bit of Ojibwe for the Lang Gym Challenge this summer. So those are the languages that I've studied so far. To give a rundown, language number one, English, American Sign Language, Spanish, Russian, French, Dutch, Italian, Turkish, Thai, Cantonese, Korean, Greek, Icelandic, Finnish, Hindi, Japanese, Egyptian Arabic, Levantine Arabic, German, Swedish, Norwegian, Danish, Brazilian Portuguese. But my favorites to speak: English, Russian, French, Italian, Cantonese, Thai, Turkish, Japanese, Hindi, Levantine Arabic, and Finnish, and Icelandic. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this. I do have to say, I pretty much use these languages to order food, watch movies, TV shows, simple things like that, have small conversations. My goal eventually is to get to like a B2 in Levantine Arabic, Hindi, Cantonese, Thai, Japanese, conversational in Turkish, Icelandic and Finnish, and Hindi. So yeah, these are the languages that I really do enjoy. I mean, I have to say, I love all languages, but I'm called to the East a lot. Plus, I have 40% Bantu tribe, which means I want to learn Swahili, and I have a quarter Irish in me, so I do want to learn a smidge of Irish. But yeah, I'm all about the languages of the East. So Cantonese, Thai, Japanese, Hindi, Arabic, Swahili, and Turkish. And then I like Finnish because it's something different. And I was really inspired by Professor Alexander Arguelles and his Finnish language learning journey this summer in Finland. Turkish, I wanted to learn more about the Turkish Ottoman Empire, and that's why I wanted to learn a smidge of Turkish. Icelandic, I did it just because everybody said Icelandic was hard, and it really isn't difficult at all. I don't think any language is difficult. I think a lot of it has to do with your mindset, how you feel about learning a language. Greek, I just did it just because I was curious. I'm not 100% interested in Greek all like that. But I also look at the community for which I live in, and we have a lot of Asians, people from the Middle East, people from India, people from Latin America, people who speak French, Italian, Dutch, Russian, Spanish. So yeah, I'm able to use them as much as I can, and that's what matters to me. So thank you for subscribing. Thank you for listening to the podcast. And remember, don't forget to give me a like. Don't forget to give me a rating and review. It helps people find me. And don't forget, language learning is a journey, not a race. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the podcast. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody who celebrates Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. See you in the next episode. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.